other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is January 16th, 2009. Friday. I've been with you all week. My name is Jason Burmes. I'm a filmmaker and do a little talk radio here and there. Don't worry, Alex will be back. I believe he's going to be doing the Sunday show, but don't quote me on that. He'll definitely be back Monday morning, and it's been a real pleasure sitting in all week. Some of our great guests, and we're going to have great guests today. Ted Anderson coming on in about 30 minutes. We're going to have Peter Dale Scott, author of The War Conspiracy, which was one of the first books to be banned in this country. Talked about parapolitics. He writes a lot of op-ed pieces. Has recently done one over at 911truth.org. And it's a long one. It's all on the bailout and martial law. So we're going to be talking to him about that. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley later in the day. He's got two books out on Obama. And, of course, we're working on the Obama film here at the InfoWarrior Studios in Austin, Texas. And we're also going to have the international forecaster Bob Chapman on later in the day. Now, we're making this Obama film, so we're trying to get as much Obama media as possible. And last week when I got here, the story broke that Obama was going to be on the cover of Spider-Man. Well, let me tell you how hard it is to get a copy of this thing. It hit the stands on Wednesday, and we tried to get it yesterday, Thursday. And it was sold out everywhere. I went on eBay, and the cheapest, let me repeat this, the cheapest that you can get this comic book for, this Obama book, Obama Spidey, is about $80. You can get it for $80. It got printed a week and a half ago, shipped out, and it just hit the newsstands yesterday. A lot of people are hoarding it. You know, you don't see them much in your local CVS or Rite Aid or drugstore anymore. They're only usually in comic book shops, and of course, you know, all the little comic book geeks out there bought 10 copies or 100 copies, and they all threw them up on eBay, and now we'll have to wait for a second or third printing. But it's actually made headlines. Spider-Man comic starring Obama sells out in record numbers nationwide. See, that's what people don't tell you. The more there are, the less it's going to be worth. So in the long run, this comic book's probably not going to retain any value. But, you know, since people are still in love with this image of Obama, now's the time to gouge people. Obama Man does whatever a spider can. Marvel Comics said it plans to print a second and third round of the latest Spider-Man comic book after the issue, which features President-elect Barack Obama, sold out in record numbers Wednesday. Just hours after hitting the stands, the company expects to be the industry's best-selling comic in over a decade. In over a decade. Wow. That should really speak to the cult-like status of Barack Obama. The plot unfolds when Spider-Man's alter ego, Peter Parker, who attends the presidential inauguration as a news reporter, spots two identical Obamas just minutes before the new president is to give his inaugural address. Yeah, if you go online, you can see some of this. And the chameleon, I believe, is the villain. The web crawler springs into action and rescues Obama from the villainous imposter. The new president then thanks the superhero with a fist bump. That's right. He doesn't just fist bump his wife, ladies and gentlemen. Spidey. It's the hip president. We've got a hipster in. It's less of a political statement than it is of Spidey's fan made good, Wacker said. But Wacker said that he never expected the issue to sell out in less than a day. I didn't foresee the book was going into a second printing. That caught me by surprise. But it's the new president. No matter who it is, it's going to get attention. Yeah, it's not the same thing. If they had put Bush on the cover in 2001, before, or 2001, before the 9/11 attacks, I doubt it would have sold out. In fact, I promise you that it would not have sold out. So you listeners out there, any of you comic book geeks that bought like 10 copies, we'd appreciate you to mail us one so we don't have to spend $100 on it. News Blitz coming up. The FDA, of course, considering these genetically modified foods, no kidding. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
These are strange new days.
Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The FDA pledges openness on gene-altered products. No kidding. Federal health officials Thursday pledged a new open process for approving drugs and foods from genetically engineered animals. Consumer groups complain the policy won't do enough to tell people if they're eating gene-altered animals and fails to protect the environment. They urge the incoming Obama administration to reconsider it. They won't reconsider it. Don't worry. The real problem with this is that, of course, they're going to pass all this genetically modified food, and then it doesn't have to be labeled. Okay, so now they're telling you, don't worry, the FDA is finally going to look into this. We're going to have that great genetically modified food. It's going to be delicious. They're going to make sure it's okay for you, but they're not going to label it. So, you know, have fun eating your cloned cattle and your genetically modified milk and cheese. It's outrageous. They are completely ignoring consumers' overwhelming desire for labeling, said Mike Hansen, a senior scientist with Consumers Union, publisher of Consumer Reports. FDA officials said genetically engineered foods will be labeled if they are different in some important way from natural foods. For example, non-fat filet mignon. No, Mark. Oh, by the way, this filet mignon is absolutely cloned and genetically altered. But if it's non-fat, we'll label it. Just get ready, folks. Nothing changed. I know everybody wanted to clamor for change and believe that this administration was going to bring in some kind of, like, superhero nonsense. I know everybody saw that Alex Ross painting of Obama as Superman. But that's fiction, okay? That's not true. He's another front man for the same globalists. Let's say globalists real slow together. globalists, internationalists. They're the ones that control Obama. In fact, UN to Obama, don't change Afghan strategy. And, of course, all these policymakers are chiming in now that Obama is saying, you know, we're going to redistribute our troops. He doesn't say redistribution. He says that we're going to have more troops in Afghanistan. Well, if they're leaving Iraq and they're going to Afghanistan, that's a redistribution of troops. UN to Obama, don't change Afghan strategy. Really? We shouldn't change the strategy in Afghanistan? We've almost been there for, let's see, it's got to be running 7.5 years, almost 8 years. Almost 8 years we've been in there, but don't do anything different, nothing. U.S. Vice President-elect Joe Biden, who toured the region earlier this month, said that things are going to get tougher in Afghanistan before they're going to get better. And that's because we're going to throw in a bunch of troops in there. We're going to say we're having the same quagmire-type problems that we had in Iraq, and we'll be stuck in the Middle East throughout the term of the Obama administration. A couple days ago, you may have remembered that I talked about Citigroup and how they had about 48 hours before they were totally and completely done. And I mentioned that their housing, their mortgage department had already been bought up by Morgan Stanley. Well, here it is. Citigroup post-loss splits up the bank. Okay, so it's further being decimated. It's pretty much gone. Citigroup said Friday it is splitting into two businesses as it has reported a fourth quarter net loss of $8.29 billion, its fifth straight quarterly loss. In Citigroup's reorganization, one business, Citicorp, will focus on traditional banking around the world, while the other, Citi Holdings, will hold the company's riskier assets. Right now, money is a risky asset. I don't know how much riskier it could possibly get. Folks, get your money out of Citibank if you've got it there. Go to another bank, please. I'm not going to try to sit here and promote Bank of America, but Chase Manhattan doesn't seem like it's going to go under. CEO Vikram Pandit, this is the woman they were saying they were going to get rid of in the article I read a couple days ago, move will allow Citigroup to sell or spin the Citi Holdings assets to raise cash. It also reveals the company's growing focus on back-to-basics lending and deposit gathering and dismantles the financial supermarket created a decade ago. Listen. There's just going to be more and more and more bad news. Bad news for Citigroup. Here, it looks like it's already being integrated with Chase Manhattan. Revenue fell 13% to $5.6 billion from a year ago. At its peak performance in the second quarter of 2007, Citigroup was pulling $25.8 billion in revenue. Citigroup used to be the largest bank by assets, but recently lost the title to J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Company, the Rockefeller banks. More Rockefeller banks are coming up, and it looks like probably Citigroup will probably have to sell off to, you know, Chase Manhattan and J.P. Morgan. I can see that happening. More bad news, at least more bad economic news in the U.S., Circuit City to liquidate remaining U.S. stores. Now, they declared bankruptcy back in November, right before the holiday shopping season. But now it's over. They were going to just have to sell it all off. They're going to liquidate the remaining U.S. stores, which is over 500. Circuit City Stores Incorporated, the nation's second biggest consumer electronics retailer, the second largest one, wow, said Friday it had run out of options and will be forced to liquidate its 567 U.S. stores. The closures could send another 30,000 people into the ranks of the unemployed. This is the only possible path for our company, James A. Markham, acting chief executive, said in a statement. We are extremely disappointed in this outcome. Well, when you're competing against Walmart that sells TVs, you know, $1 to $500 cheaper for the same model, and you can't keep up with the market, and no one has money to be spending. I mean, it was the worst Christmas in years, folks. They don't have money to be buying these big televisions and these Blu-ray disc players. A computer, they upgrade themselves every 6 months. You know, some people aren't buying those either. They're sticking with the computer they got 2 years ago. Of course you're going to go under. And we don't make anything in this country, so get ready for more retailers to go under. Circuit City's probably just the beginning. Just blitzing through the news right here. We covered this story a little bit yesterday and earlier in the week, but courts ruled that teachers can have sex with their 18-year-old students and not come under any scrutiny at all. They get to keep their jobs. Parents are outraged. And as well they should be. Whether or not you take this into a criminal prosecution, I mean, if the person is 18, I can see why you wouldn't do that. But the guy should lose his job. He should at least be relocated. Although relocation probably won't do much. He'll do it with another student. But, you know, this guy walked away. He beat the rap. He's a family guy, too. He had three kids. And the courts ruled, yeah, you can have sex with your 18-year-old kids, but kids that text each other, teenagers, 16 and 17-year-olds, naked pictures, you know, rambunctious teenage behavior, they're going to charge them. Yeah, they're going to charge them with child pornography. Unbelievable. You know, we played that clip yesterday. It was kind of mind-blowing. And he's like, oh, don't worry. We can't charge them with anything else other than child porn. But if they're convicted, they won't be on a sex offenders list. Really? I mean, something tells me that they probably will be on a sex offenders list and be forced to register. And it's absolutely, unbelievably ridiculous. First of all, it's ridiculous that we've gotten to the point where we're going to say, okay, teachers can have sex with their students as long as they're 18. No. No. This is somebody who's been in a position of power most likely throughout this person's teenage years and sometimes their preteens. Somebody who's gained their trust, they have no business having a sexual relationship with a student, okay? Wait for them to graduate. Please. I'm begging you. It's just the twisted priorities of this country, man. I can't get over it. House Democrats propose $825 billion stimulus bill. See, the spending's not done. That bailout's just the beginning. House Democrats on Thursday unveiled details of an $825 billion plan designed to boost the sagging U.S. economy. The package is a mixture of a $550 billion in spending program and a $275 billion in temporary tax cuts. The Democrats hope will add 3 to 4 million new jobs to the American workforce. Doubt it. We wanted to get the biggest bang for our buck of every dollar spent, said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Ugh, what a disgusting, wretched, vile woman she is. At $825 billion, the legislation would be one of the largest bills ever to have moved through Congress. And by traditional standards, lawmakers were moving with unusual speed. Pelosi and Senator Harry Reid, the Democrat from Nevada, the Senate Majority Leader, have pledged to have it ready for Obama's signature by mid-February. I'm sure it'll be early February. Why mid-February? Let's not wait a month for the man to be inaugurated. We're 4 days away, folks. 4 days away. And don't worry, you can catch it on ESPN. Of course, Republicans are in an uproar. They're not part of the process. More WWE politics on the floor. I guarantee that this almost trillion-dollar stimulus package or something similar or exactly like it will be passed, and we will be the ones holding the bag. We're the ones paying the bills. That's right. You pay taxes? You got a job? Yeah, we're paying for this, just like we're paying for the criminal bailout. In fact, criminal bailout, that's another headline. Where is that? People are finally asking the right question. Conservatives ask, is bailout unconstitutional? Of course it's unconstitutional. Dick Armey, the former Republican House Majority Leader, addresses the media at the Republican National Convention in 2008. And now that their boy's not in, now they're going to say, oh, this is just terrible. This is out of the New York Times, by the way. While much of the debate over the $700 billion federal bailout plan has focused on whether the money is being spent wisely or well, concerns are growing among many conservatives about its constitutionality. Remember, they had to threaten many of the Republicans who didn't want this with martial law before passing it. Some conservatives have argued that the law creating the program, the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008, which Congress passed hastily in October, violates the constitutional principles that limit the amount of power that lawmakers can delegate to the executive branch. Wow. There it is. Checks and balances. Let's read that last sentence again. Which Congress passed hastily in October violates the constitutional principles that limit the amount of power that lawmakers can delegate to the executive branch. That's right, three branches of government, folks. And we're supposed to limit that power. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Jason Burmes. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
It's the only thing that's real.
All right, folks, we're back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We are blitzing through the news. And I'm glad I get to blitz through the news. I really haven't had a big chance to do this while I have guests on. And usually the first hour is when I get all this stuff in. Instead of the New York Times, we're just going over it. Conservatives ask if bailout is unconstitutional. Well, of course it's unconstitutional. We'll get to that in a second, but I want to thank one of our very great sponsors, probably my favorite sponsor. I probably shouldn't be playing favorites, but the Ecola Blue machine here is just 110% delicious, folks. Taking water from thin air and then purifying it, it doesn't get any better than that. You can get it cold, you can get it hot, you're making some tea, good. Hit the hot button. It's amazing. It's very cheap. Literally, you pay for it in a year if you buy a bottle of water, and that's even if you're buying the low-grade stuff. You don't even have to spend a ridiculous amount. The website to go to is www.ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. Or you can call the toll-free number at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. I also want to remind people that there is a seminar going on today and this weekend. First, it's in Fredericksburg, Texas. It's being put on by the Heartland Emergency Group. Heartlandemergency.com is the website. The seminar includes speakers like Big John Lipskin, the host of Don't Tread on Me. And basically, we're going to be speaking about self-preparedness. What happens in the case of emergency? How do you, use your freeze-dried foods? How do you use these seeds? And this is going to be at 6 p.m. tonight in Fredericksburg at the Ag Building, 95 Frederick Road, and Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. in Austin, Texas at Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe Street. If you need to call somebody about the information, it is 512-921-9015. That's 512-921-9015 or 9016. Remember, that's heartlandemergency.com, and we got seminars going on the next 3 days. All right, so what's unconstitutional? Well, all right, first of all, the Independents knew off the bat Robert A. Levy, an intelligible principle that provided clear guidance to an agency or a regulator, but that, he said, is precisely what is missing from the bailout. In other words, there is no intelligible principle. We just said, here you go, print as much as you like, hide it all, buy up infrastructure. Now, even Dick Armey, hardcore Republican, former Republican House Majority Leader, said this: when Congress delegates so much authority to the executive branch with so few rules to guide its discretion, Congress unconstitutionally transfers its lawmaking power to the executive branch. And that's what we've done. We've given the executive branch just an insane amount of control over our finances. And get ready to take it hard, folks. Again, we're 4 days away from the inauguration. I don't know if we're going to put any credence into what, Biden and Powell and Albright have said about, the inaugural crisis, Obama's inaugural crisis. I think it's here. Could it get worse? You bet it could get worse. So, the best way to protect yourself, folks, is to get your fiat currency out of the bank and get hard currency, gold and silver. A lot of people are like, you want to make some money on a boat. No, this is about security. This is about having something that is going to retain value no matter what happens to the economy in the United States. Gold and silver will retain value in other markets. I promise you. It's a worldwide market, and it's not based on something that's not backed by anything, the U.S. economy. So, gold and silver are the way to go. We're going to have Ted Anderson on of Midas Resources after the break. I do want to report a little bit of good news. Can you imagine that? Some good news? Ex-officer pleads not guilty in BART shooting. Now, we covered this on the program earlier in the week. Guy in Oakland in the subway system, held down by police officers and really gunned down in cold blood by Jonas Messerly, I believe is his last name. Some young cop, younger than I am. And he decided to pull the trigger, kill the guy. Oh, don't worry, the cameras didn't work. Everything's okay. People caught it on their cell phone cams. The guy was forced to resign, and now he is being held in police custody and finally going to be charged in the murder of this gentleman. This is out of Oakland, California, CNN. Former police officer for the Bay Area Transit System pleaded not guilty Thursday in the New Year's Day shooting of a passenger on an Oakland rail station. Well, let's hope and pray he gets convicted. This is the Alex Jones Show. You can get all of the InfoWars news over at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We will be back with Ted Anderson of Midas Resources after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Berman, sitting in for Alex Jones all week. Don't worry, Alex will be back. This is my final program here. I'm sure you guys miss him. Conservatives ask if the bailout is unconstitutional. A little late, don't you think? Of course it's unconstitutional. And the House Dems are now proposing an $825 billion stimulus bill. We've got Circuit City liquidating today. We've got Citigroup and more problems. Probably going to be selling itself off into other banks. So what do you do? How do you protect yourself? Well, we have Ted Anderson of Midas Resources on the line to really let you know how to protect yourself. Ted, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, it's good to be up here again. I'm really appreciating you stepping in for Alex there. I miss him. He calls me about every day, and we talk about this and that, and I'm just calling him and leaving messages on his voicemail now, just saying, yep, I tested all your streams. Everything's up, running strong. Just want to let you know. I hope you're enjoying your vacation. I can tell you right now, working with Alex for the 12 years that I have, he has such a tough time taking a break. I mean, to take a vacation and be with his kids and his wife, and in this case his mom and dad, just is it's killing him. Even though he knows he needs to be there and he loves him very much, he just can't stop working. This guy just is just a working machine, and that's why he's where he is today. But you're right about that. I was pulling the same stories up right now. Merrill Lynch's losses are digging into Citigroup so hard that they may even need to be liquidated. They're talking about another bailout for them. And Circuit City is shutting down the rest of their stores, so Circuit City is going to be no more. One of the big things that happened here in the Twin Cities is the Minneapolis Star Tribune, a $500 million company, is folding. Not folding, I should say. They're going into bankruptcy. And you're hearing it all over the place. I mean, GM, Chrysler, everybody knows about that. But you have the regional companies that are struggling right now in everybody's market. There are just so many layoffs. I mean, the unemployment came out with the numbers were just astronomical. The foreclosures on homes is up 81% from last year. I mean, there's just so many things that are going on, and the bailouts just keep on coming. Oh, by the way, the people that are interested, the Creature from Jekyll Island spot will start airing on Rush Limbaugh's show. Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and also George Norrie. That's starting February 2nd, so listen for those. It'll be great to get a little bit of New World Order information to that audience. And then Dr. Laura, she started yesterday. So we're working on it. We're working on it. I mean, the way I see it, Jason, if we do nothing, we're going to get world government. I mean, this Constitution is practically gone already. As far as I'm concerned, there's not going to be a shred of it that's left unless we're willing to stand up and fight. As far as what do I have to offer, I did some inventory searching to see what prices and so on and so forth if I paid for this stuff, because gold is up today. It's shooting up today. It's up at about $830 an ounce. It's been up as high as about $835. Mm-hmm. And I just double checked to see what I have. I had some British sovereigns and francs left at that 770 level. And I priced them out to see where I'd have them at. And right now, currently, I have the franc at 202, which is, again, it's a fifth of an ounce of gold. And we have the British sovereign currently right now at 250, which is a quarter of an ounce of gold. Now, the reason why I think that it's important to get into those is, first of all, they're small coins. They're coins from the late 1800s and early 1900s, mostly the 1800s. And so it's a very old gold coin, and a lot of dealers like to make the argument that you have to have pre-1933 gold. Well, this is. Mm-hmm. The francs currently right now, if I price them at today's market, it would be 212, and I'm currently right now selling them at 202, and mm-hmm. the British sovereign is at 259, and I'm currently selling that one at 250. Again, I really think it's very important to have silver. Small pieces of silver are going to be buying the food, the clothing, the things that you need, and they're at $8.40 or $168 per roll. And for those of you, I know there's probably a few left out there that don't know this yet, but I've been advertising the Creature from Jekyll Island book for the last 12 years on Genesis Communications Network, and we were charging $26.45 all the way back in 1996, going into 1997. Well, guess what? I'm still charging $26.45 for the thing. I guess it was a little cheaper because postage went up, but we're putting a silver dollar inside of each cover of the book. We just put them in a little flip. We staple it inside the cover. It's the same thing I'm doing on the Rush Limbaugh show. I'm really trying to get the message out there. Silver dollars right now, you can even look on eBay. They're at the lowest, if you're lucky to win an auction, you might get them for $18, $19.
Yeah, but then you have the shipping. I go on there all the time, actually, to price out silver and gold. And just like you said, you're not going to get an ounce of silver for less than $20 with shipping, no doubt about it. And really, with gold, you're going to spend over $1,000 on a one-ounce coin there, no problem also, plus shipping. I mean, eBay, I mean, you sell really under what things usually go on eBay for.
Well, yeah, and typically eBay is a garage sale, too. People are just trying to get rid of their odds and ends, and you're going to be piecemealing it, too, and you really don't know who you're buying from either. So, mm-hmm. But the thing about it is that Creature from Jekyll Island book does give you a full education on the Federal Reserve System and also central banks across the world. You need to know how the monetary system works, because that's the machine that is financing the elite. That, I mean, you know, in your DVD, Loose Change, you know, you talk about the World Trade Center coming down and who pulled the strings behind this, and such a great documentary. But the fact of the matter is that the elite are getting money right now because we're laboring and we're turning it over through taxation and interest on debt. And the further we go into debt, I mean, you're talking about another bailout. Well, guess who benefits from that? The people that benefit are the lenders. The people who are actually able to lend the money to the people that we the people of the United States have to take on in order to bail out these companies that are supposedly too big to fail. The further we go into debt, the more we owe interest. The profitability just shoots up through the moon for these people that are lending it. And the catch is that they don't even have to earn the money to lend it to us. They actually get it for free from us again. We go out there, we grow the cotton that is used at the Bureau of Engraving out in Washington, D.C. They print the money, and then they ship it out to the Federal Reserve System, and then they lend it back to us for interest. And we just, you know, the interest burden is just continuing to get bigger and bigger, and that's why we have to work so much harder, pay so much in taxes. You know, it takes a mom and dad to work now, where back in the 50s it only took dad. And now, you know, if things keep going on, they'll probably have to give up the child labor laws, because we'll have to have our kids working too in order to eat. And that's just not the way that America was designed to run. So if you're looking at something, if you want to understand the system and how it really works, pick up that Creature from Jekyll Island. You're going to get the silver dollar that's worth $20. You're going to end up paying $26.45. The book is 600 pages, but it reads like a whodunit novel. It's very interesting. And then when you're done reading it, keep the silver dollar. Pass the book on to somebody who needs to read it. Tell them where they can get one of their own. Anyways, at this particular time, I got to say, Jason, probably the best buy in the marketplace are those sovereigns. Either that, or if you don't have a whole lot of money, and I truly recommend this. If you don't have silver, please get silver now. There's too many problems out there in the economy, and you have to do something. That will be those Walking Liberty halves at $168 per roll of 20.
That's an amazing deal. Why don't you throw out the website and the phone number, Ted?
Yeah, the website is MidasResources.com, and you can get in touch with us at 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. And boy, I can't wait till that Info Warrior is back here in town. We need him.
I know it. And you're so right. Alex is so juiced up to do this stuff. It is hard for him to take a vacation. He called me last night. You know, he checks in every day. You know, how's the movie going? How's the office? Are the callers treating you okay? I mean, he really does keep up on this. And that's great, because we need somebody motivated every day to be on the air 4 hours a day to report on things like the bailout, to report on the fact that, you know, this stimulus package is just going to put us into further debt, to report on the fact that these banks are going to go under and we're going to be left holding the bag. So, you know, I can't wait for Alex to get back myself. You know, Ted, what do you think is going to happen? You know, I might as well get your perspective on this on Inauguration Day. A lot of people are talking about an inaugural crisis on the 21st or 22nd. I mean, is it just going to be an announcement that the economy has tanked, you know, twice as badly as we think?
Well, I mean, Obama's already talking about, you know, he's backpedaling on how much he can give away and so on and so forth. I don't know if we're going to have a crisis that very day he's inaugurated, but I can tell you right now, he's got... you know, he's got an uphill battle. I mean, really, if we could convince Obama that we need to get rid of this banking system and get back to constitutional money, and if you'd pick up his ears a little bit and listen to the few voices out there that the Ron Paul type voices, Dennis Kucinich type voices in Congress, we might be able to get somewhere. But we both know that that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Obama, you look at his cabinet; it's going to be just like the Clinton era. You know, there's going to be no attention paid to the true economic problems that we have in this world. It's just going to be an awful lot more bailouts, a lot more money being printed, and we're going to start running into double-digit inflation. And for all I know, you know, the next war, I know he's talking about beefing up things in Afghanistan, and who knows, you know, what's going to be laid out in front of us. But, you know, this Gaza Strip thing is a big issue out there right now. I just don't know which one's going to play out.
Yeah, I hope that we don't end up entangled in another war in the Middle East. I hope it's just financial. But you never know with these people. You know, all they need is a certain event, and we'll clamor to go into Pakistan or into Iran or wherever they really want us to go. Ted, why don't you give out the number and the website again for the Midas resources?
Yeah, well, let me just add in one more thing before I do that. I mean, one of the things that you got to consider right now is that the way that the Federal Reserve System gets money into the system is by making loans. And right now there isn't enough creditworthy borrowers, and the ones that are creditworthy aren't interested in taking on a lot of debt. And that's why we're seeing what I would call deflation. Because they can't get the money into the system. It's like trying to push a string. You can't force money on people, especially when it's in terms of people taking on more debt. And so they're pushing really hard for the United States government to replace all the private sector debt and get this economy moving that way. But this thing's going to blossom out. I really see just more and more money coming into the system through the process of credit, and that's when you get into the hyperinflationary thing like we have down in Argentina, Brazil, Mexico. The website Midas Resources Incorporated, the telephone number 1-800-686-2237. If you haven't picked up your copy of That Creature from Jekyll Island, get it now. I know Alex is advertising it all over the place because he feels passionate about it as I do. And you can catch us at 1-800-686-2237. And Jason, we will hold these prices clean through the weekend. I know the show will replay all the way through to the Sunday show when Alex is actually in the seat running at the helm. So
yes, that's excellent. And like you said, it's going to run all weekend. Ted locks in the prices. You can get it cheaper than really anywhere else. Like I said, go check online on these auction sites. You can't do as well. And silver and gold, it's almost essential to have at this point with this very, very, very uncertain economy. The only thing certain about this economy is that it doesn't look like it's going to be shaping up into anything good in the next few years. I mean, it really looks like we're going to be struggling through this entire administration. I don't know how we're going to get out of it. You know, I'm sure they're going to propose a bunch of new social programs. But that's really not going to help the country, is it, Ted?
No, it's not. We have way too much debt, and we don't have enough productivity. We've shipped out all our jobs are shipped overseas. We're not a country of savers anymore. We deficit spend. People want to get away from their credit cards now, and that just kills the whole process with the Federal Reserve System. Maybe that's a good thing, but unfortunately, a lot of people are unemployed, and I think we're going to see an awful lot more. And it's not good news, and you should be getting out of debt yourself personally as quickly as you can. And if you do have a little bit of money left over, get some food and make sure you have your shelter covered. Cover your children for whatever it is that they need. And then if there's money left over after that, pick up some gold and silver.
All right, Ted, thank you so much. And remember, folks, this is how you really, really have insurance. This is the real deal insurance. You have insurance in gold. You have insurance in silver. You have insurance in storable food in case something happens. I mean, like I said, with this Circuit City liquidation, we're looking at 30,000 more unemployed people. And that's from Circuit City. You know, if Citigroup goes under, God knows how many people are going to lose their jobs. You know, again, they're proposing an $825 billion with a B stimulus bill, which will turn into trillions just like the $700 billion bailout did. Remember, when you give the banks billions and billions of dollars in fiat currency, and it's not even real, they'll lend out 10 to 100 times more of that. So that's why you have Bloomberg reporting that it's really 7 to 8 trillion. Things don't look good. You know, I like to be a pretty positive guy. I'm a pretty upbeat fella, but financially, the economic situation in this country is just, it's deplorable right now. And you don't have to be Jason Burmes to say so. You can be somebody who's been in the middle upper class, and all of a sudden your car payments on your three cars, you can't make them. And all of a sudden the college bill of your two sons and your daughter is getting out of control, and you're going into more and more debt. You have no savings. It's a rough time right now. We're going to have Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com coming up at the top of the hour. Let's take a few calls. Let's jam through a few calls on any of the News Blitz or Ted Anderson that we just talked about in the first 45 minutes. Let's go to Bear in California. I get the best names on this show. Bear, what's happening?
How you doing, Jason? Excuse my voice. I'm a retired Air Force vet, and I still work with the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to listen to Alex Jones on the radio, and I was like, didn't really take him serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped listening to him, and I'm like, hey, whatever happened to that Alex Jones? Because they kind of took him off the radio station I used to listen to.
Sure.
So I did some research, and I browsed, and oh, he's on the internet. So I checked out his internet site. I said, oh, you can listen to him on the internet. And I sit at a desk a lot, so I started
perfect,
taking him
right?
more serious. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like woken up, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you are conscious of what's going on and what's reality of really what's going on in this country and what's going on in this world, it, excuse my language, it pisses you off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do something about it. I'm starting a group up here in the high desert in California.
Excellent. What kind of group?
Where the high desert is. But
yeah.
we're going to start it out as a gun group. You know, mm-hmm. I have some friends that shoot at the range, and they're going to teach me how to shoot a gun, how to properly handle it,
mm-hmm.
and all that. And what I also I'm going to do is I'm going to make my own business cards just so, and have Alex's websites on there. And educate people and tell them what's really going on. And I've been doing that. I had no problem talking to people. I have the gift of gabbing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like you do, Jason. And,
it's an important gift, man. You have to talk to people, you know? That's how you reach out. One-on-one always works better than, you know, a lot of people are listening to me right now. Like you said, you know, when you used to listen to Alex Jones, you didn't take him that seriously. I'm sure there are people out there right, scoffing at what I'm saying. But you have to communicate with people. The gift of gab is a great gift indeed when you're educated and you can wake up the masses. Bear, I thank you for the call. We're going to take a few more calls in the next segment. It is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
at the tip of the spear of the info war. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in all week. And don't worry, Alex Jones will be back, I believe, Sunday. You can't keep him away from the radio studios. We're going to go back to your calls in a moment. And by the way, with the calls, folks, if I've cut you off, I'm sorry, but I have this long list of callers. You know, I've got to get them in. You know, every time I'm talking to you, I've got five more waiting. And then on top of that, I get two types of emails on my MySpace, usually. Usually, oh, I can't believe you cut me off, or, oh, I just couldn't get through to the show. It's kind of a conundrum. If I don't cut people off and give everybody their 30 seconds to 90 seconds on the air, then I can't have everybody come on, and I get a ton of emails, oh, I couldn't even get on the air. Well, we try to get everybody on the air. We try to get everybody's points in, whether you agree or disagree. Before we go back to calls, I do want to thank yet another one of our sponsors, eFoods Direct. That is eFoodsDirect.com, of course. And the number is 1-800-409-5633. Okay, so you don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With the looming food shortages and current economy, the real deal. It is imperative that you make sure you and your family are prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. That's eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Paul in Colorado. Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, you're doing an awesome job, by the way.
Oh, thank
Excellent.
You.
Nobody can do better at any age, really. Hey, listen, I've been listening to Alex for probably 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that he's always, I've heard him, he gets really frustrated. He's looking for an answer on a particular area. And I'm telling you, I don't care who you are. I don't care what church you go to, what Christian group you are. Almost every single person out there never understands this one aspect, which if you give me a chance to say it right now,
he could
literally unlock a lot of doors for us. For the info war, or should I say for the fight of freedom.
Okay,
this is, okay, this mm-hmm. is that the war that we're really fighting, which is clearly put in the Bible, is a war they call principalities. That means a war between spirits, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there is an evil spirit that the satanic people are following. These are the mm-hmm. people that are trying to take us over. Mm-hmm. And then they're, of course, who are they fighting against mostly? Christianity and freedom and you know, goodness. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's how we can win against these people, and I hope your listening audience takes good note of this and doesn't scoff it too much and actually takes it to heart. But believe it or not, most of these people that are really evil are being puppeted by an evil spirit. Okay,
mm-hmm.
No joke. There's actual evil spirits, and they're inside of people, and I've tested this for 20 years, more than 20 years personally, and I've helped other people to test it too, and everybody's been flabbergasted how true this is, okay?
Okay.
Why would you want to waste your time arguing with an evil spirit who is going to say obviously all the bad stuff and is not going to listen to you and never going to change anything that they do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The rule of thumb is like, here's the part that no one wants to believe, but the power of the name of Jesus Christ can actually cast these people out. Just like in the Bible, Jesus cast evil spirits out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have taught my friends, and I've done it myself, that if you're arguing with somebody who's evil, you don't even waste your time. You go in the restroom, cast the devil out, and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all his angels to leave this property, this house at once.
All right, Paul, I got a break. I thank you for the call. Look, you know, I'm not Mr. Religious, but there is that passage in Revelations where it talks about the mark of man and those who rule act like Christians, but are in fact into the occult. And I think that is very, very real. You know, good and evil do exist. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.